I'd like to welcome you to our Beyond Times Square webinar today. We're talking about what's new for 2019. And we are joined by Eric J. Gordon. He is the founder and executive vice president at Beyond Times Square. Eric, welcome.
Thank you. Live from New York, it's Thursday afternoon with Beyond Times Square. Yay! Hey, how's everybody going today? I'm glad you could join us. I'm also excited to be here. That's me. A lot of you might have known me from before. I'm the founder, executive vice president of Beyond Times Square. Been in tourism for 25 years. I've been in New York City tourism for over 15 years now, and have done my share of traveling both as a luxury traveler and a backpacker when I was younger. So I've been around almost all 50 states and probably like 40 countries. So. Who is Beyond Times Square? For those of you who are new, we offer private one-of-a-kind experiences in New York City, D.C., Boston, Philly, and Niagara Falls. That always seems to be the most surprising thing for people. They're like, oh, I didn't know you did D.C. and Boston and whatnot. So we have those. And we also do excursions in surrounding areas to our main destinations. We do FITs and groups. The FITs are always five-star and up. And the groups, it's very everything from students to corporate incentives. And then what we do, what's important is we make sure we know the best people, we're in the right place at the right time to get things done. So that's what you need to do in the on-site business. It's what is it? It's not what you know, it's who you know. So what are we going to talk about today? So we're going to talk about changing the way you see current landmarks. Some of the programs have maybe some landmarks we've talked about before, but we're going to talk about different ways to see them, some more stuff for families, some uber unique experiences, what's in the pipeline, what's going to be coming together, and then what trends we are seeing and how that shapes our offerings. So today is not just about like new things that we've seen in New York City or DC. That's the two places I'm going to be talking about, but like these are new programs we actually put together. And when we do the follow up to this webinar, when Margo takes care of that, we are going to include the programs that we're discussing and with pricing. And just so everyone remembers, we do pay commission on these programs. So these are things you can just take and offer to your clients. So any clients that have been to New York, you want to show them something different, or clients that are coming, you can be like excited that you have some new programs to offer and get them in on the ground floor. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. And I wanted to start with what trends we're seeing, and it just kind of makes sense because we are then going to get into the program. So as I assume some of you know this stuff because we're all in the same business, family travel continues to grow for nuclear families and for multi-generational. And, the multi-generational is big, and also what we all love about multi-generationals, because it can be like 10, 12, 15 people. You know, there's hotel, there's transfers, there's tours. So, you know, it makes for a nice invoice, and it's a group, people traveling together. So it's nice. But we're seeing a really, really, I mean, we've always gotten, you know, families of four, but I just feel like it's even more now. Even some of the kids are younger, like 10 or 8. So lots of family stuff. Family is important, and it's an important time. I mean, it really is. And then we have the need for non-Googleable. Google has gone from a noun to a verb to all sorts of things. Experience is coming up very often, so it's all the time. And it's not even just for like the luxury side of stuff. It's even for like some of the more middle of the road. It's like what can be unique for my travelers, no matter what level. So we're gonna talk about some of those things. Guests are constantly wanting to stop at local spots. So during a tour, you know, getting a piece of pizza or having a beer. In fact, I have a travel advisor friend who is in from out of town for the Proud Experience show. And, he stayed at some super nice properties like the Whitby and the Beekman, and, you know, going to nice restaurants and bars. And I'm like, hey, tonight we're going to Nancy's Whiskey Pub on Lisbonard Street in Tribeca, because you know what? It's a little kind of dive bar, but it's local. It's like, even the bartender, he had a Wohop shirt on, which is like a Chinese restaurant on Mott Street. It's been there since like 1937. And it gets some tourists. It's popular, but it also gets a lot of New Yorkers who know to go there lately. So, food and drink is popular in spots that are not as frequented by visitors. And then unique spots that are not on the usual program. So what I mean by that is, you know, you have like food and drink. When I say food and drink are so popular, When I mentioned local spots, I skipped one there. When I say local spots, that's like local spots for like a quick, like a beer or something to eat. But then I say unique spots. And for that, I'm talking about like taking people to a home from, you know, like the late 1700s that's like still standing in its original spot. And like literally it's almost like under one of, it's almost not under the 59th Street Bridge, but really, really close. So it's like seeing something you'd never expect. So that's kind of what I mean by the unique spots. And that is also something that people are asking us for. So that kind of goes along with non-Googleable, but it's more like including some of the off the beaten path on our tours. And then food and drink, hugely popular. we're going to mention a food program that we have. We are constantly customizing food tours. And then another thing for everyone to know, like all of our tours, like our walking tours, our vehicle tours, like we can always add food stops to any of them. So when you're doing a program with us, if your clients are like, oh, we're doing Little Italy in Chinatown, we want to make that a food tour. Like, that's no problem. It's like, oh, we're doing a sightseeing tour of Manhattan between Battery Park and Central Park. You know, we can make it a real food tour. So, and then private and avoiding the crowds, definitely the luxury side, even the kind of like, you know, deluxe is how do I get away from people? How do I do it? How do I do it better, faster? How do I not have to wait on lines? So these are the trends that we're constantly seeing from our travel advisors and their clients. So let's get into the program. So the first one we're going to talk about is the story of September 11. So, you know, in 2 years, we're going to be at the 20th anniversary of September 11. And I think that a lot of people that come and visit the site, especially ones who were not born or very young, don't really understand it super, super well, or I don't want to say it loses importance, but, you know, things do over time lose importance. You know, people don't remember when Pearl Harbor was bombed, which was December 7th. But, you know, people don't realize that. So, you know, the date for 9/11 can never get lost because it's actually the date. But, you know, these things, they don't always translate well over time. So what we've done is we've created a program that we can be really flexible with. We can do a program that takes a family, a couple, whatever, extended family, a group, and take them to see 9/11 with an interpretive guide and go through the museum and also, go through the memorial. We can include the museum also, but go through the memorial and go through the area around the original site and talk about what happened that day and how the city recovered and all the things that have been put in place since then. And just talk about like what it was like that day. And then we've coupled it with taking clients to Come From Away, which is a fantastic musical, which is basically about, it starts on 9/11, and it is about the huge airfield in Canada where all these planes, like 35 planes, landed on 9/11 because the American airspace was closed, and how these people in these small towns handled all these visitors. And it shows a huge thing of, it shows a huge people coming together, but also some prejudices. It's very, very true to life. It's a fantastic show. So, you know, here's a way of taking a sightseeing program and getting people to understand something and then coupling it with another feature, a completely different type of media, for lack of a better word, and taking them to a Broadway musical that further explains that day. So this is something that we don't have to do all in one day. It's like you could do the tour in one day and the musical at night. You could do the tour in the morning and go see a matinee. I think it's really special. And then there are other things that we can couple with this. We can do meet one of the actors from the show to talk about their experience in doing this show. We also could meet the photographer, the official photographer of FDNY, Fire Department of New York City, who was actually taking photos of the whole scene of 9/11. So I think this program, great for students, also great for groups, and definitely for families that want to kind of dive a bit deeper into something. So then Year of Pride. It is the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. Some of you might have heard me discuss this program or talk about Pride when we had our special Pride webinar. But yes, it is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots that was basically kicked off the Pride movement and gay rights in the United States. And so this program basically focuses on basically not just gay rights in the city, but even like some venues, like the one cupcake place that we're using is owned by a gay chef. He actually was the winner of one of the Food Network television shows. It's taking people around to the neighborhoods that have gay history. I mean, New York City has all sorts of history, and it has Italian, it has Irish, it has Jewish, it has African American, it has everything. And gay history is one of them. And being that this is the big year, and the Pride Parade is actually going to be in New York City on June 30th. This is the first time World Pride has ever been held in New York City, and then we always have a Pride Parade. So this is something that may have more, you know, use this year, but, you know, it's something that we do all the time because there's always this history to talk about. So this is definitely for history buffs who want to hear more about LGBTQ plus history in New York City. So High Line and Hudson Yards, you guys have probably heard me talk about the High Line so much. I mean, well, maybe the High Line too. You guys have heard me talk about Hudson Yards so much that maybe you're like, oh my God, Eric's talking about Hudson Yards again. But the High Line, which you guys, all of you probably know from our programs and then just your own visits or your clients' visits to New York, the High Line is the raised walkway that's along the west side of Manhattan. That's a, used to be a railroad. And it was going to get torn down, and it was fought, and it was not, and it was turned into a fantastic raised park that spans the west side from like 12th Street up to like 34th now, and it has like a spur that they're redeveloping. So lots going on with that, but it goes right to Hudson Yards. So here's a program that we can take this great new modern idea of a park. And give people an understanding of the architecture, the history, how it's changed the city, where to go eat and get a drink off the High Line when you're on that part of the city, and then taking them into what is a brand new neighborhood of New York City, which is the Hudson Yards. And I have a picture here of the vessel, which we would definitely include tickets. We will definitely include tickets to the vessel and then the culture shed, which does have some free art sometimes also. So we could pop in there. And then, of course, is some of the new architecture. And then right here is going to be the new sky deck. So we would end this tour program with having guests going up to the sky deck. And also there's like, it's a great place to end a program because there are so many awesome places to eat. There's the Spanish Food Hall, Mercado, Little Spain. There is, David Chang has places. I mean, there's a ton of good food in that area. Like I said, there's also the art exhibits at the shed. So another program, I think this program would be best, you know, summer, spring, fall, maybe a little chilly for the winter because it definitely is something you want to be outside and take in. So another cool thing. And also at Hudson Yards, there is a subway now. Not now. It's been there for a couple of years now. They extended the 7 line. So we could do this program and then end in that area, and then the clients can take the subway back to where they're going, or we can have a driver or a guide can take them or whatnot. So moving on. So New York After Dark. So you may be like, hey, Eric, really? New York After Dark is a new program? Like, it's been night in New York City, you know, for the millions of years. There's always a nighttime. So we always had a program that, you know, we have our Discover New York from Battery Park to Central Park, which we could do at night. But we just never had anything specific for doing New York After Dark. So, and maybe that sounds a little too sexy there for New York After Dark, but it is a night tour. It's not what some of you might be thinking. But it is seeing the city, going to see the lights of the Brooklyn Bridge, going over to the Brooklyn Promenade. Possibly if the guests want to go up to the Empire State Building at the end. But, you know, getting through Times Square, seeing some of the skyscrapers, and it's just a fun way to see the city. It really is just a great time for, like, those Instagrammable photo ops. And, you know, all the guides have their own little favorite places that they think are cooler at night. Definitely, if you're doing this with adults, as an adult FIT or a small adult group or something like that, definitely can end, like, at a bar or a nice restaurant for dinner. I would really top this off well. So, I mean, during the holiday season, we always have the Christmas lights because there's tons and tons of those. But New York has tons of lights to begin with. So, you know, let's celebrate the evening and go out there and have a good time. So this is something new. And I think it is great for kids. Kids, you know, the way kids' faces light up at places like Times Square and seeing things lit up at night. It's a whole new world for them because they're always amazed. Because kids are always amazed at stuff, which is what's so great about being a kid is everything is new. And we have to remember that as we get older. It's like, you know, let's always be amazed by things. So that is New York After Dark. So then we have something that, this is not a particular tour, but this is something that we call Memory Makers. So what are Memory Makers? Well, we have all these tour programs, the ones I spoke about, the ones that are on the website, the ones that you've sold before, and everyone's into creating a memory. Like, people come on tour, people travel with friends, with their loved ones, with their special person in their life, with their pet, to make a memory, to have something to hold on to. And, you know, how can we make that even stronger? What can we do to make that memory even leave a more lasting impression than we do already? So we thought of a few different things that we thought would be awesome to do and that we've done for clients. So the first one up here, if I can put my mouse on it, is a flash mob. So think about maybe you're proposing, maybe you're out with your family at dinner, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of people show up in front of the window of the restaurant and start dancing for your family, and maybe hold up a sign that says, "Welcome to New York, the Joneses," or maybe you want to do something special for that really big client. I mean, that makes a memory. That's something special. So that's things that we've done in the past that I think's a lot of fun. The second one is, I'm showing you the picture of this kiss. It's the world famous kiss from VJ Day. And it is, I use this to demonstrate a photographer because there's nothing better than traveling around any destination, but New York City or DC, Boston, Philadelphia, with a photographer who's documenting the trip with you and your family and getting to you in some good poses. So imagine traveling with your partner and being in Times Square and mimicking that pose and getting a photo of it. That's a memory. And then maybe, you know, it's we take one of these photos and it's something that we frame and we send to you and the client. You know, those are things that someone's going to be, they're gonna take that, they're gonna remember that. That's gonna be important to them. Like, yes, I was able to get this picture. I was able to do this special something. Maybe they have this thing about having a picture at the top of the Empire State Building. Who knows? The other thing is getting your hair done, your nails done, makeup, and just going out and having a night out on the town. So having someone come to the hotel room or setting up an appointment somewhere and doing like a total hair and nails and whatnot. And I'm gonna mention that further down as we talk. And then two things that I don't have on here, but I do want to mention then before I get to the two musician guys, is putting a message on a billboard in Times Square. I mean, how exciting would it be, again, to be with your loved ones, to be with your friends, to be with your family, and a message pops up on the billboard, and it says, you know, either welcome, or, you know, we're going to do something special today, or, you know, come find me at so-and-so. And this is broadcasted on a billboard in Times Square. So I think that's really cool. I have not done that yet, but I definitely would like to. And then we've done this before with groups. We've never done it with like FITs, but I think it would be fun for a family is celebrity lookalikes and superheroes. So we're not talking about the superheroes that are running around Times Square that are like threatening people to take photos with them sometimes. I'm talking about people that will professionally dress up or that are lookalike for like Marilyn Monroe, or if it's something that's more current like George Clooney or something like that, and actually maybe comes to visit you at your restaurant where you're having dinner, or maybe sits down and has dinner with you or does a photo shoot with you. If people have small children, you know, actually having maybe while they're doing a tour or while you're in Central Park at your picnic, you know, Spider-Man shows up, or Batgirl, or the Avengers, I'm not up on all of my comics, shows up to have the picnic with you. So again, that's something that your kid, you, or your friend, your adult is never going to forget. And then my all-time favorite thing is musicians, because if you're out to dinner and it's your anniversary and you just had a nice meal, and now you're walking down the street, let's say in Central Park, in Greenwich Village, and you're walking by Washington Square, and it's a bit quieter streets, and as you're walking, you both start to hear your wedding song. Your partner's like, wow, that's our wedding song, and we just had our, and it's like, bang, that's a surprise you put together. So again, think of that as a memory. So these are all enhancements, and from a sales point of view, you know, these are things that are going to be special for your clients. And as a sales point of view, as you do look to sell things to your client, like, these are things that are great upsells. You know, these are things that we all pay commission on. So I think, you know, it's definitely a win-win for everybody when you're doing things just like this. And then we started doing pedicab tours. We never really did. We did bike tours. We did horse and carriage, and we did bicycles and walking and whatnot, but we never really did pedicab tours. And what's good about a pedicab tour, it's a one-hour tour is definitely it's more affordable than doing like the two-hour bike tour. It's more affordable than when we do the horse and carriage. And you get a full hour for a price that's under $200. And we can put two adults, you know, in the back. So it's great for a couple. If you have four people, you get two carriages. In some cases, we can put three if it's a young child, but I just can't remember the pricing. So that is a great thing. And I mean, I got some pictures there of Central Park and different things that you'll see. We can do it for an hour or 2 hours. But I think what is awesome to end with is you're doing this and then you end with your picnic. So you're doing your ride and then your driver, your pedicab driver stops and your picnic is there and it's set up. And you know what? Maybe this is the case where you have the guitarist who's at the picnic and is playing your family's favorite song from their favorite movie, or who knows? For me, maybe it'd be like a Grateful Dead song. That would be playing when I came to have my picnic. So, you know, these are little things that when they come up for people, as we know, just really make things more special. So, so the pedicab, I think, is just a good alternative to maybe doing the horse and carriage, or maybe they don't want to do a walking tour and this just seems, and you know, they can do something that's just an hour. So, it's one that I like. So now I got a couple from DC, and the first one is US Capital Experience. So we have a program where we include, first let me say, to go do a tour of the US Capitol privately, your clients have to speak to their congressperson or their senator, and if they're international, they got to ask their embassy. So that's when you get kind of like, you know, if they can do it, if they can get it set up, you know, they can do a somewhat behind the scenes tour. It's done by one of the pages or whatnot. Alternatively, you can do the scheduled tour of the Capitol, which we actually have included in one of our programs, where you do get to see quite a bit of the Capitol and you get to hear the stories, and it's interesting, and I've done it, I like it. And we have it as, you know, we do a private program where it's like the outside of the White House, and we do the Supreme Court, and the Library of Congress, and then for the Capitol, we do, we have our guide talk, but then we have to do the actual tour from the Capitol Visitors Center. So, but what we now have done is we have put together something with the Historical Society, and we have someone from the Capitol Historical Society that takes our people around on a two-hour private tour, and you see the rotunda, and you see the House of Representatives from the viewing gallery, and you get all the full stories and all the little bits and pieces of DC gossip that everybody loves, and that is really special. It's a lot more to it than just doing a regular tour with a whole group of people. This is something that we can really do privately. Anyone, again, history buffs, you know, DC really is for history buffs. Plus there's other things to do, but I mean, DC just has so much American history. I was just there. My last webinar was all about DC and even stuff I learned and continue to learn every time I go. So this is something to make a visit to the Capitol private more special and see the things that other people don't get to see. So it definitely falls into the unique category. And then the National Archives, which we have sold, we've been selling, and I added it as something new just because I feel like I haven't talked about it enough. And it's actually one of the things that I think is an essential thing to do when going to DC. So the National Archives, we do a private tour. So I want to say first, you see that line of people? they're all waiting to go into the archives. Well, when we do the program, you don't wait to go into the archives. You just walk into the archives. And then you have a guide waiting for you inside. So, you know, we're going to do it our way. And why I think the archives is important is it's, you are seeing the actual documents. This is me kind of being like just a history guy and a little nerdy right now, but like you see the actual documents, the real Declaration of Independence and the real Bill of Rights and the real Constitution. And they are under glass. They're not touching them. In fact, I have that picture there, the Bill of Rights. I can't even, you know, it's hard to tell what's even written on it, but you can see it up close through the glass when you go. And when you're with a private guide, you know, even inside there's a line to get through this, and you're able to snake past that line. And the guide opens up and brings so many stories to the surface that you wouldn't have known on your own, plus other parts of the archives they do. So this is something that maybe is not 100% new for Beyond Times Square, but I think it's something that we should focus on more and more. And we actually have done for a couple of our clients is a pre-opening. 1 hour before opening, we bring in, we brought clients inside. We had one client take his grandsons inside before anybody else was there with a guide from the archives, and they really got to see under glass. But, you know, there's no one else there at all when they're looking at these documents. So pretty amazing. I think it's a lot of fun. So it's something to consider. And then another program that I want to touch on is, you've never seen like New York like this before. You know us for doing a lot of private programs. And, you know, private programs sometimes are a little bit more, well, they're always more expensive. And maybe you have clients that want to do something, you know, fun. And, well, they always want to do something fun, but, you know, something different, but they're not sure which things. And they want a little bit of make it a little bit more deluxe, but they can't do all private yachts or something like that. So there is the ride, which is, you can tell, like, the people are sitting stadium style, and then they're looking out the windows. So it's actually, when you're on the bus, you're not facing the same direction as the driver. You're actually, like, facing perpendicular. So you look out the windows, and then while you're on the ride, they have like actors and musicians and stuff that happens during the ride. So it's pretty cool. They have like comedians on board who do guides who also are comedians on board that do the narration. It's a lot of fun to do the ride. Then over here is the Bateau, which is the nicest, I would say definitely the most deluxe boat. A dinner cruise on the Hudson River in New York City. So it has a glass roof, so there's always good views. This is what we use for most of our clients, and they want to do a sightseeing dinner. We use this yacht just because of the views and what it offers. And then there is the magnificent Top of the Rock that actually offers VIP tickets that are skip the line up and down. So going and taking the VIP tickets for Top of the Rock, get to go see the great views, you know, skip the lines, never have any waiting for when you do that experience. And so what we've done with these three things is, yeah, you could go and buy these things and put something together and worry about the times, or maybe your client has to deal with the times when they get there because they have a voucher or whatnot. But we set this up, and we set up all the times. So, and we also make sure that your clients have like a front row seat on the ride, that they're going to have a window seat in their own table on the Bateau, that they're going to get a little gift when they go to Top of the Rock. So we're going to take this program that can be done one way, and we're going to step it up a notch, and we're going to have everything done. They're going to get all of our instructions and information. So I think this is a great option for families or couples that want to do something different and special. Maybe don't have the full, I mean, this is not inexpensive, but maybe they're not going for like the private yacht and the private tour, but they're like, hey, this is something that we can do that can give us that VIP feeling. And then wine, cheese, and chocolate, it kind of is what it says. It's wine, it's cheese, and chocolate, and it's in Greenwich Village in Soho. We can do it as a walking or a vehicle tour. Growing in popularity, it's wine, and it's what everybody likes. And this can be, you know, totally customized to do other areas, but definitely something that you need to suggest to clients who want a different kind of food experience, or they're into something that's a little bit more fine. And as I mentioned, I think earlier, like, we can do food experiences for any of our tours, or go do pizza, or find the best hot dog, or the best chocolate chip cookie, or whatever, chicken parmesan, whatever. Oh, I'm getting hungry now. whatever people would like to have. So other things that we're working on, which we need to get done sooner rather than later, and I apologize that some of these are not finished, but we're working on a day of beauty and photography, which would kind of be taking that idea of getting people all gussied up and then having them go around the city with a Vogue photographer, taking their photos, and then they get all the digital copies. We are doing an unknown New York, which is some of those places, like I mentioned, they're places that are kind of forgotten, that people just don't visit anymore, don't think to visit when they come to New York. We're doing a new bike program where people can bike on their own, and we give them maps and helmets. We got a whole bunch of information on Jewish New York, and definitely have clients that are interested in that. And we actually use that quite a bit for groups. Some multi-day Hudson Valley. We are doing a new Long Island wine tasting and the Gold Coast private basketball with the NBA player. And that is actually in a private basketball court in Midtown. And then we're working on a volunteering program where people actually will volunteer in a with an organization that actually feeds the homeless and will actually be serving meals. So I'm come to the end. Now, what I didn't talk about, because I think this is just a lot to get, is kind of some of the unique and crazy things. And we have those on a flyer that we call a list of inspiration. So when you get all this follow-up next week, you are going to get that list of inspiration so you can see all the different kind of programs we have. Most of the stuff I will be sending will have pricing, commissionable pricing. So I know that might be a question at the end of this webinar, so I want to address it now that there will be pricing on there, and it's per person or you know, it depends. Sometimes it's per person, sometimes it's per vehicle. It all depends. There is our info. You can always reach me, and I will get it to the right people. But then you have Danielle, Josephine, and Lydia and Lisa, who are there to always assist you. And we are open always Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. East Coast time. So we are open for the West Coast on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So that is, I'm going to stop talking, except for any questions, and thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks, Eric. That was a great presentation, and we do have a lot of questions. So I think hope you do. I might stump you with this first one, but
don't make me look stupid.
If anybody knows if this is true, you will. Can you do speakeasies? Are there secret bars and hidden places in New York that you have to be in the know to access?
There are several speakeasies. They say you have to be in the know, but then like they're plastered all over the internet. There is a couple that we do work with, one that's down in Chinatown, and then one I think that's on like 26th, not far from our office, where we can usually get you in. Or some of them actually don't need a secret word, you just need to know where they are. So like there's one in the East Village, and I think it's in Kryptog's. And it's behind a phone booth. I'm sure it's still there. Like, you don't need a secret word. You just kind of need to be able to get in. So, yes, there are times like how you're dressed and all that kind of stuff. But if someone wants to email me with a question on that, this person who I'm answering, I can give some more information.
Okay, good. Thank you. See, I didn't stump you. I knew you'd know that. let's see,
I like
here. I always like feeling like I get to do something nobody else gets to do. I guess we all like that feeling. Yeah. Special. You talked about being able to get around the lines at the National Archives. So that photo, the people waiting in lines, are they waiting for a group tour that would be booked through the archives? Or
those people in that picture, I mean, I don't know who they were specifically, but when you go to the archives, there are people waiting online to get in, just individual travelers who are waiting online to get in. Maybe they have a time ticket. I have to look back on, you know, we don't even do regular tickets for the archives. We only do our private. So I have to go back and check, but you can walk by the archives and you can see a line of 50 people, 60 people or more waiting to get into the archives. So I can't really say if they were a group or not, but yes, there are a line of people waiting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, DC, there's a question here. It says, are any of the guides for the DC tours, would they be able to cover the spiritual beliefs of the founding fathers? This person has a few clients who want something unique like that.
That is, I definitely have tour guides that can do that. I think that is a great question. It sounds like a great tour. That is definitely something that can be covered, and they can talk about the founding fathers. I'm just going to throw this out there. We talked last week about George Mason, whose home was Gunston Hall outside of D.C., and one thing that is discussed when we go there is his spiritual beliefs and his belief in God-given rights and the fact that he was a slave owner and how all of that during that time worked together. I think that would work super well with that tour. If that person could email me, my email's right on the screen there, eric@btsq.com. I'd love to talk more about that and see what their clients are thinking. Because that sounds like I'd go on that. I would do that.
Yeah, I would too, for sure. It sounds really interesting. All right, let's see. Another question for you. Do you do airport to hotel or hotel to airport transfers?
Oh, yeah. You know, the first time in months, I didn't put on the list of all the different services we have because I knew this would be a longer webinar. We do all airport transfers, we have vehicles for our tours if we need them, but we basically can handle all services when your clients are visiting our destinations. We do usually have the travel advisors book the hotels, but we can take care of everything else, show tickets, sporting events, tours, transfers, restaurant reservations, and whatnot.
Okay, good. Thanks. What about how do agents work with you and how do you pay commission?
They can just drop us an email, call us, go to the website and look at our programs and send us a web message. And then we pay commission within 30 days after the program. We pay the commission to the travel advisor. So you can pay us by credit card, your client's credit card, and then we can send commission afterwards. Or if you use the company credit card, you could just take commission beforehand, or if you send us a wire transfer or whatnot. So yeah, that's basically how you work with us. We keep it pretty frictionless, as our owner recently said. I'm like, yeah, we keep it frictionless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. That's perfect. Thanks. All right, group travel. So the question is, do you have group travel and can you book 1 year in advance with a payment plan?
So we do handle groups. We consider anything 20 and up a group. Sometimes that does vary depending. It could be 15. And can you book 1 year in advance? 99% of the time, yes. There could be, like, let's say someone wanted to include a show that doesn't have rates out yet. Well, then we'd have to say this rate could change. But yeah, we take plenty of bookings a year in advance. A lot of our student groups sometimes book even more than that. And then what we do is we ask for a deposit and then payments at a certain time. And then final payments usually like 45 or 60 days.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, just a few more questions and then I think we'll have it wrapped up here. A request for you to repeat the cost per hour for the Petty rides and also the time frame that they can be reserved.
We're going to email that to you. I'm almost positive it's $190 for an hour. And I can't remember how much for 2 hours. I mean, we could do it for 10 hours. I mean, people can get them for 4 hours. So you're going to get that stuff literally like Monday next week. So I'd rather we get it directly from our flyer than my poor memory.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks. With the transfers, do they have to be part of a sightseeing component or can someone book transfer only with you?
We do transfer only. We don't have an invoice minimum. So you can book with us just transfers, just a show ticket. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So yeah. We are almost done. Okay. Last question.
No worries. Fine. I'm excited. There's so many
questions. Yeah, I love these questions. So I'm not sure. We might have to ask for some clarification on this question. The question is, do you do children only package? So I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'll answer both possible ways. If they mean, can we do a package where there is no adult on the tour and there's just our tour guide? The answer is generally no. We need to have a responsible adult that's going to be with the children. Now, we have had cases where there's 17 and 16-year-olds, and we just get a release done by the parents, and the guide will take care of them. But if you have younger kids, like tweens and young teens, we don't do that. If we did, we would have to get like an actual, like the proper kind of service provider to do that, who would be able to kind of just, who would just be able to deal with the children. If you're saying children only programs, like do we do stuff for students or stuff programs that really just focus on kids, even if there's adults there, a lot of stuff that we can do can be focused more on children. I mean, even at museums, we have like some stuff where they can actually feel in touch, or one thing I didn't put on here, but like it could be going to Central Park with an artist and teaching a child how to paint. So there are child focused programs. There's not child only programs. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm.
And that person can email me. That person can definitely email me if they need further clarification.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So I am going to stop there, Eric, and I will turn it over to you for closing comments.
Well, all I got to say is that I'm really glad everyone showed up and a lot of good questions, and I'm excited for the new things that we're doing. And I'm going to throw this out there, that someone on the call who said, you know, the spiritual beliefs of the founding fathers, you know, I didn't think of that tour. Never crossed my mind, really. So sometimes the best ideas are things that the clients have in their head that they want to experience. And I want you to think of us as that company, that partner of yours who executes. So it's like, hey, my clients really want to do this. And it's like, you know, it's customized, you know, let's put something like that together, because that's where the real fun is. I think that's where the real fun is for all of us when we do our job. And we love sending people places, and sometimes we're selling the same things over and over, and we do that. That's our job. But when someone comes up with something new and exciting, it's like, let's jump into that and get it going. So that's all I got. I've taken a lot of your guys' time. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you so much, Eric. And thanks to all of you listening in today. We will follow up with all of the elements that we discussed. And any unanswered questions that were more detailed, we'll make sure that we get those sent along. So with that, we'll say good day and conclude the webinar.